This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Recently, there was a survey that detailed the lack of historical knowledge by high school students in the U.S. and by some political candidates. Our history doctor, Bill Smith, is here to help us sort out what these results mean. Welcome back, Bill.
Glad to be back. I have some shocking news for you. A survey of 7,000 high school students headed to some of the nation's most prestigious colleges and universities revealed that a high percentage of them did not know that Abraham Lincoln was the president during the Civil War period.
I actually did see that the news stories that resulted from that survey. There was some gnashing of teeth nationally. Former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor expressed regret about this, as did the President's Secretary of Education.
Indeed. There's only one problem, though. The survey that I'm speaking of is from April of 1943. This has become a standing problem in America that we periodically wring our hands and gnash our teeth, and the media proclaims the end of the world as we know it.
We hear about the lack of education that's in our public schools.
Absolutely. And there will always be in this, along with the condemnation of the public schools, will be the requisite member or former member of the government, in this case, Sandra Day O'Connor, the very well-respected jurist and former Supreme Court member, upset that we are going to lose our democracy. Our founding fathers would be aghast at the lack of knowledge of the past, the lack of civics, the lack of background, and how this will make us such a terrible nation and unable to go forward and an idiotic electorate. Unfortunately, this is a mainstay of American history.
I don't know if that's what we want to plant our flag into. However,
the reality is thus. And you know, the reason I bring up 1943, and it has been dug up by a lot of other people in reaction to this national assessment that's come out of the Obama Department of Education, because the New York Times created this survey in response to what was going on in 1943. We were a little busy with this thing called the Second World War, and to sort of test the patriotism of the youth of America. And the youth of America were found wanting when it came to their historical knowledge. There are actually journal articles and studies that mark the decades as they go past, dating back to this 1943. By the way, this was a front page story in the Times, and it ran for a week of counter back and forth of people worried and saying it wasn't a big deal.
In 43.
In 1943. Okay. So this is big news in 1943. Right. Just as this recent survey is big news now in all the chattering class and on the cable news channels. So 1976, bicentennial year, we have, oh my gosh, these kids don't know anything.
That's when you and I were kids.
That's right. 1987, another report. This one done also by the Department of Education. These kids don't know anything. 2002. Department of Education, again, a national assessment of, and regrettably, it's pretty consistent. We're just not a nation that's very knowledgeable of its history.
Of course, there was a big to-do this spring when there was a certain perhaps presidential candidate who was asked while in Boston about some history or what she enjoyed about the city. I'm talking, of course, about Sarah Palin, and she made comments about Paul Revere.
Indeed. And not only that Republican potential, maybe, who knows if she's a candidate, but a declared candidate in Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Confusing her Concords.
Yes, yes.
So basically, you have a pair of nominees of a major party that are very confused at some level about their colonial history. Now, you know, making a critical error on the stump. Bachmann's in particular reminded me more of the classic rock and roll concert mistake of confusing what town you were in.
Hello, Cleveland.
Exactly.
Yes.
And she just was standing in the wrong state when she was talking about how fantastic Concord, not New Hampshire, rather Massachusetts was. So you have Palin's more famously reported comment that Paul Revere wrote out to warn the British. And more importantly, Palin not wanting to admit to maybe being confused and steering way into the skid and saying, well, he actually was warning the British. Now, what I was waiting for her to more to go with was something you know, everybody was a British subject, you betcha kind of angle. But she didn't go for that. She claimed that because he did get stopped later and did tell British troops that that was him warning the British. And they're like, okay, you're going a little too far in on scholarship to try to make your point true.
Let me just, as a side note, say, here's what I suspect sometimes, is that when someone who you like makes a very public gaffe, you remember President Obama, when he was candidate, Obama said something about the
57 states.
Right.
Yes.
If you like, if he's your guy, if you like him, you say, you know what? He's been campaigning a long time. It's no big deal. We know he knows there's 50 states. But if you don't like the candidate, if it's Sarah Palin doing this, then you go for the jugular. I think it's just part of politics.
Absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head when it comes to the partisan nature of politics. And I think we have to recognize in this modern era the partisan nature of media.
Mm-hmm.
And that you will have certain media that are going to emphasize that mistake over others. And the reality was probably right there in the middle, as we said about Bachman. You just lost your place and something spilled out of your mouth. That never happens here, by the way. That... just
right. You know, it when someone says the wrong number of states or the wrong place, this isn't policy we're talking about, and anyone can make a mistake. That's all I'm going to say.
Exactly.
Okay, I got you off line. So it's no surprise that you could have candidates or office holders who in the course of their career will get something wrong. But now what about these surveys? What do these surveys tell us?
Well,
I mean, these consistent...
The very same National Assessment of Educational Progress, the NAEP. Mm-hmm. I mean, this in the last several presidential administrations has been the same object, the same survey. Now, when you talk about the New York Times survey back in 43, obviously different instrument, different questions. But, I mean, here's what it's finding out. In the late 80s, 32% of high school students could not place the Civil War in the right part of the 19th century. 42% got Joseph McCarthy not being a part of the Red Scare. And 57% could not place World War I as happening in the first half of the 20th century.
Now, I don't care when that survey's taken. That gives you pause.
It does. My favorite thing in going back and looking at this is a journal article in the history journals in 1993 that is bemoaning the 50-year-long angst that's happened ever since that first 1943 event. The survey in 2001 by the Department of Education, and I bring up the different ones to say this isn't an Obama administration, a Bush administration, a Clinton administration. You'll hear the years we've used, a Bush 1 administration. It's spread out across time. The 2001 version found that few 12th graders knew that the Gulf of Tonkin incident led to the escalation of U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War. They confused Thomas Jefferson with Jefferson Davis.
That one hurts.
But this just means that Generation X shares something with the greatest generation after all, which, by the way, the greatest generation in 43 found that there were significant numbers that thought that we bought Alaska from the Dutch and Hawaii from Norway.
Okay, Alaska from the Dutch... Hawaii from Norway? Why? I don't even see the reasoning for that. Anyway, this is not just, or is this just a historical problem? I don't mean to have a pun there.
Well, in some ways, yes. And in some ways, I would tell you it's a bit of an invention of the media itself. Remember, the genesis for this is a 1943 story commissioned off of a survey for the New York Times. It was, in its own way, a little yellow journalism there. They're going to shock America during a time in which we're trying to build up our patriotism and convince everyone they need to be more American.
Mm-hmm.
And what better way to be more American than to learn your American history?
This brings you to an interesting point, because you're saying, here we go again, wringing our hands about this. But you, being a historian and such a lover of history, it still has to bother you that more people don't know more about history.
It does. And I think some of that comes back to the fact that a lot of people just don't value history. And I say this in a little H, history. Neil Postman has a very famous quote about this, and I'm fond of using it in the classroom and in presentations, that he basically says that history is a meta subject. Everything has a history. When people tell you they're bored with history, one of the things that I'll always say to them is, wait a minute, now what's your job? Oh, I'm in banking. I'm a lawyer. I'm a doctor. Really? Well, now, the history of medicine, that was important to you when you were in med school, right? You have to know these details. You have to know the past background to be able to operate in the field. Oh, yes, of course, that's very important. I have to know that. Well, that's history.
Any final thoughts about this?
Well, you know, I think President Harry Truman said this best, and it's on the masthead of our We're History blog page. The only thing new in history is the history we don't know.
And until we buy an island from Norway,
we're history.